She called it a reassurance tour. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi and her congressional colleagues came straight from the Munich Security Conference, where they'd been part of the largest U.S. delegation ever to attend, into a welcome embrace in Brussels.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
European Union leaders were eager to meet the Democrat, who is third in line for the U.S. presidency, and she, them.
When we started our meeting with the president of the EU, he said, I'm here to listen. I said, well, we're here to listen. This could be a very silent meeting. However, it wasn't. And it went on for an hour and a half of our learning from each other. And that's what this is about. It's about one word. It's about respect. It's about not only how we discuss our differences, but how we do so in a manner that recognizes the importance of all parties to the discussion.
Pelosi was backed by several other members, each of whom testified to their desire to improve the transatlantic relationship. Elliot Engel is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
The Atlantic Alliance is strong and long and doing well, and we all feel very, very strongly about it. Things sometimes are bumpy, but they straighten out, and we want it to straighten out. We want to really work together. And it's really so important, and we can only do it together. So I just want to tell you that we're of different parties here. We all feel the same way. We know that the future of America and Europe is intertwined, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that future is a bright one indeed.
One of the things they can do is to throw up roadblocks when Trump tries to create more havoc. In January, the House overwhelmingly approved a bill that would make it almost impossible for Trump to unilaterally quit NATO, something he's threatened to do. The Senate is working on its own version. Congressman Jerry Connolly, head of the U.S. delegation to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, underscored the significance of this move.
We passed H.R. 676 overwhelmingly, 357 to 22. That's a pretty clear statement on a bipartisan basis by the House of Representatives that we intend to stay and that the president will not be allowed unilaterally to make any decision about our membership in NATO without the consent of the legislative branch, and we do not give that consent.
But Europeans may have liked the reassurance tour to stick around a while longer. As the lawmakers headed back to Washington, Trump was considering whether to impose new taxes up to 25% on European car imports, a move that would be considered an act of economic war by the EU. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.